Zuckerberg, Gimel Mishnah Yud. Mishaya Eved o Isha o Katan Makrino. So a person that doesn't know how to read Hebrew well, and instead he has an Eved, an Isha or Katan, read for him halal. These people are not chayv and halal. An Eved Katan and an Isha, they're not chayv and halal. It's a mitzvah seishas mangrama b'pashtas, as far as an Eved and an Isha, and a Katan is not chayv m'diraisa and mitzvahs. So therefore they can't be motzi him. So what does he do? They read for him, Ona acharein mashein omrim, and he has to repeat word for word what they say. Usihilo me'era, and this should be a curse for him, because he's not able to read, and he should have learned how to read. However, the Ran says, if it's a gadol that's reading for him, even if he doesn't know how to read, since a gadol can be motzi other people, which we're going to soon see is what they normally would do anyway, so then it's not bichlal, this klala, and that's perfectly fine. And it's also mash from the Tiferes Yisrael, that the curse is because he should have learned, and also he didn't go to shul. Because even if he didn't learn, at least he could have gone to shul and had other people be motzi him. But this guy didn't know how to learn, and it sounds like the Mishnah, like somebody's just reading for him in his own house or whatever. And as the Mishnah ends, Im hayagodl makro so, if a godl, somebody that's a bar mitzvah, is makro him, oina achrov haluka. They would answer, it seems like after every single pasuk, the Shlich Tzibur would say, everybody would answer haluka. But like the Tiferes Yisrael points out, nowadays we're not knowing to do this.